I'm very glad to see all of you again. It was nice yesterday to move a little bit into nature with all of you. I think really for chanting or for becoming a good chanter, it's also, let me say, necessary to be able to perceive Krishna everywhere, especially in nature. Sometimes I have seen that when devotees make a very hard and intense effort, they lose many things out of their sight, including their the necessary area of their own human or personal development, and then they appear to outsiders as a little bit narrow-minded maybe, or even fanatical at times, and not well-rounded, you know, not healthy individuals. So to make such a journey and remain Krishna consciousness, remain chanting, remain speaking about our goal, in fact, increasing chanting and increasing to actually include Krishna into everything. I feel that's important for our personal development. And good. So today is our last day. If we want to be very concrete. And a little later when everyone is there at the end of the class, I will give you my suggestion how we can spend it. We have some very exciting and nice things ready and prepared, and you will be interested to hear. We expect about 20, I heard from Govindanandan, Splitjanans, some our devotees from Split want to come and visit us in the evening for the evening program. The program will be put by Bhakti Mbesas every day. She will do this after the class. Then we will do it. Okay, so let us please start the class. We will chant today a very special day verse. I think we should chant the 12 names of Lord Chaitanya. It is said that anyone who chants the supremely auspicious 12 names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for him it is absolutely sure that he will obtain love of Godhead. That's a nice project, isn't it, to chant these names? Please repeat after me. Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Krishna Chaitanyo.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Gorango.
Gorango.
Dvijanayakaha.
Dvijanayakaha.
Gorango Dvijanayakaha.
Gorango Dvijanayakaha.
Yatinam. Dandinam. Chaiva. Yatinam dandinam chaiva.
Yatinam dandinam chaiva.
Yasinam.
Yasinam.
Cha.
Cha.
Shiromani.
Shiromani.
Yasinam cha shiromani.
Yasinam cha shiromani.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Gauranga Dvijanayaka
Gauranga Dvijanayaka
Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva
Yasinam
Cha Shiromani
Yasinam Cha Shiromani.
These were six names. Now we will hear the rest. Raktambara Dhara Shriman Raktambara Dhara Shriman Navadvipa Sudakaraha Navadvipa Sudakaraha
Navadvipa Sudakaraha
Prema Bhakti
Pradash
Chaiva
Sri
Sachinandanas Tata Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva
Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva
Shri Sachinandanastata
Shri Sachinandanastata
Raktam Varadhara Shriman
Raktam Varadhara Shriman
Navadvipa Sudakara
Navadvipa Sudakara
Prema Bhakti Pradaschaiva Chaiva Shri Sachinandanastata Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo Gauranga Dvijanayaka Yatinam Dandinam Chaiva Yasinam cha shiromani
Yasinam cha shiromani
Raktam baradara shiman
Raktam baradara shiman
Navadvipa sudakara
Navadvipa sudakara
Prema bhakti pradaschaiva
Prema bhakti pradaschaiva
Shri Sachinandanastata The 12 principal names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are He is the living force, the all-attractive, supreme living force. He is of fair bodily complexion and the hero amongst the twice born brahmanas. He is the best of the sannyasis who wander about freely. In fact, he is the jewel of all sannyasis who carry staffs. He is the best of jewels of all sannyasis who renounce everything. He wears a red cloth. He is the supremely opulent. And he is the source of nectar in Navadvip. He is the bestower of ecstatic loving devotions to one and all. And he is the delightful son of Mother Sachi. These 12 names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been written down by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And here Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has as well written down the 12 names of the moon-like Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It is actually said one should chant these names together. So should we just quickly chant also the names of Lord Nityananda? Nityanando va dutendu, Nityanando va dutendu, Vasudha pranavallabha,
Vasudha pranavallabha,
Janavi jivita pati,
Janavi jivita pati,
Krishna prema prada prabhu,
Krishna prema prada prabhu,
Padmavati suta shriman,
Padmavati suta shriman,
Sachinandana purvajaha,
Sachinandana purvajaha,
Bhavan mato jagat trata, Rakta Gaura Kalevara.
Rakta Gaura Kalevara.
The 12 principal names of Sri Nityananda Prabhu are Nityananda, he who embodies eternal bliss. Avadutendu, the moon of divine madmen. Wonderful. I will just say the translation. You can chant the actual name. Vasudha Pranavallabha, the beloved of the life breath of Vasudha. That's his wife. Huh? He has two wives. The second comes now. Janavi Jivita Pati. The husband who enthuses Janavi with life. Krishna Prema Prada.
Krishna Prema Prada.
He who gives ecstatic love for Krishna. And Prabhu. The Lord and Master of devotees.
Padmavati Sutta,
the dear son of Padmavati, Shriman, he who is full of transcendental majesty, and then Sachinandana Purvaja, the older brother of Mother Sachi's son. Bhavan Mata, he who is maddened in overwhelming ecstatic emotions. Jagatrata, the savior of the universe. Rakta Gaura Kalevara, since it is too difficult to not say it, we will all say it together, the translation. He whose complexion is golden tinged with red. Wonderful. These are 12 names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Would you like to have them?
Yes.
Then I have an idea. Maybe Nityananda Kari, you are always the nectar supplier. Maybe you could prepare a list and devotees can fill their email in that. If they don't have email, then their ordinary postal address, and then you can send them. I believe you know where to get them, isn't it? Milan and Sanya prepared them for me, so they have them on computer, and then you can just send it. Yes. Can you please remind me, these were the three? The lecture of Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, where Brahmananda Prabhu is asking, what is the quality of chanting? Can you make a note? Because I might forget this to give you. I can show you where it is, and then you can just get it from the email. Nityananda Kari is a professor on computer science or something, isn't it? Or becoming a professor, or becoming, yes, in the process. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Today I want to talk about the quality of chanting, and the quality of chanting really is not dependent on a mechanical system. I would like, instead of the normal verse and a purport from Srila Prabhupada, read to you two quotations from Srila Prabhupada, which really brings to our attention that Krishna consciousness is not dependent on a mechanical process, but it requires our heart, the best thing we can give. I will first read to you, those who take notes might like to take this note, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter, text number 6. It's a wonderful, wonderful text, and a purport also. And I will quote a little section from this purport. The purport actually is talking about freedom, slobodan, in a spiritual life. It is very nice. You must read it in your own time. So here is the section. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it absolutely, solely and wholly depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. Now please listen very carefully. Prabhupada said it's dependent on causeless mercy. Now he will move to another section of our philosophy, that is our efforts and our endeavor. It's very amazing that causeless mercy seems to go well together with our effort also. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may give him his loving transcendental service. So the Lord, sometimes devotees have asked, why on one side we say, talk about causeless mercy? Causeless means the person who gives the mercy, the mercy cannot be moved to give his mercy by any, you know, by a cause, like giving something, or even giving a big effort. At the same time, we are encouraged to sincerely make an effort in order to satisfy the Lord. That seems to be almost a contradiction, philosophical contradiction. And in a way it is. It is because of a weakness in Krishna's heart. Krishna has this personal thing in his heart that he is just somehow very satisfied when a devotee performs devotional service. He says this in the Gita. He says he's equal-minded to everyone and all. It's just equal-minded. What this means is that he doesn't have a friend or an enemy. Like we sometimes think this person is more sympathetic to us, this is less. No, for Krishna everyone is the same. And then comes the but. However, he loves his devotee specially. So this almost seems like saying one thing and then saying another thing. Ordinarily this would be considered to be unacceptable, but in terms of the Lord, it is a glorification, or it's a special embellishment of his character. And the acharyas purport this. They say, Krishna is not like a wish-fulfilling tree who just gives anyone and everyone who comes the same. Because Krishna is especially inclined to give his mercy to the devotees. Like a father who likes his little children the most. And this is not a weakness, but this shows that our Lord is a loving Lord, full of love. So yes, my dear devotees, you need the mercy, but you need to also satisfy the Lord by your sincere efforts. Both needs to be there, mercy and your sincere efforts. And Srila Prabhupada makes this now very clear in a lecture. It was one of his last lectures which he gave. It was a very important lecture. It was given in the year 1977 in Shida, Mayapur. And there he speaks about what is the easiest way to please Krishna. Would you like to know this? This is the easiest way to please Krishna. You don't need much money. You don't need much education. Nothing of this sort. It's simply, I can hear Prabhupada how he says, simply, it simply requires your heart. Krishna, you are my Gospodin, my Lord. You are my master eternally. I am your servant eternally. Please let me be engaged in your service. And that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, I'm your servant. But somehow or other, I'm now fallen into this material condition. Please, pick me up and engage me in your service. Simply requires our heart. So Srila Prabhupada, in yesterday's lecture which we read at the monastery, in which I want to send you on the email, in yesterday's lecture Srila Prabhupada spoke about steps how to be able, which will bring us to giving our hearts to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada spoke that you must do a service from your heart. And he gave himself as an example. I didn't tell you this yesterday because there was so much to talk yesterday. And he said, I'm writing these books. I'm getting up early in the morning at 2 o'clock. No one is forcing me. Imagine to get up every day at 2 o'clock. That's an intense service. I think our pujaris sometimes get up very early. I mean, not sometimes, always, to wake at least those pujaris who have the service to wake Krishna up for the day. So Prabhupada used to travel, and every morning he would get up to write his books, and he comments about this. You will automatically desire to do this service. That is quality. I'm writing books, he says. This is my service. I'm not being forced by anyone. Everyone could write books, but why doesn't one do it? Venugopal, why don't you get up at 2 o'clock and write books? So, Prabhupada seems to ask this. Why I get up at night at 1 o'clock, or 1 o'clock even, and do this job? Prabhupada then says, because I cannot do without it. I have to do it. I cannot do without it. He very emphatically discussed. I cannot do without it. It must be done. How one will do this artificially? You know, Prabhupada says, you cannot force yourself. It's not artificial. It comes from the heart. Huh? This is quality. Therefore, people like my purpose. Because Prabhupada writes very proudly as an author, he speaks. People like my purpose. Because it is not done artificially. This is quality. So, Prabhupada then said how one can come to this stage. I think we all would like to be so enthusiastic that we cannot do without it. We have to do something. And this really is obviously done when the heart develops. At the moment, we need a little heart exercise, Kiyo. We need to develop our heart by practice. He spoke about this by practice, this prema, this love in our heart can come out and can be released. And he gave the example of the man who practices walking and running, and after some time his heart will be strong. I noticed yesterday when you were climbing up the hill, many of you were so unfit. I was really worried for your health. How will you be healthy when after 10 minutes you shadow, please, water, please, eat. I need some food, please. Maybe you should walk 15 minutes a day, a little bit, you know. So. Hare Krishna. Some of you came with great signs of pride in their faces. They said, it was a miracle. We went up. And I thought, what? This you consider a miracle? Hare Krishna. So, if you will walk every day a little bit, then your heart will get strength, and then you will be just run up a mountain, no problem. I mean, this is not the goal of life, by the way. I'm just giving this as an example. So chanting is the easiest way to please Krishna, to bring out our love, but it requires practice. And I believe this Japa retreat, which is such a practice. I want to encourage you to do other Japa retreats, maybe on your own. Maybe you plan an Ekadasi day, just a day where you chant extra rounds and read more. I often do this. It's very important that you make the day before the arrangements that you can mentally be peaceful and switch off. In other words, if you have to answer mail, urgent emails, or you have to arrange things, or you, then you have to do that the day before, and then go into, and then rest quite early, so that you are refreshed when you get up in the morning, and then an Ekadasi, this is a good way to spend Ekadasi. It requires some practice. Almost like a man who has a weak heart needs some running practice. And this practice will bring out this love and enthusiasm in your heart. It is there in every one of us. You are a very enthusiastic person. Every one of us. Vijay Gauranga, you are extremely enthusiastic. And even someone who would show symptoms of half-deadness, at the moment there is no one like this I can think of in my life, but there may be a person who is half-dead spiritually. Even such a person has enthusiasm and deep spiritual conviction in his heart. It just needs to be brought out. This is very important. It just needs to be brought out by practice. You should never feel completely overwhelmed by distress and by lamentation. If it happens, know that you have become more covered by the Tamagun and Rajagun, which are very strong in Kali Yuga. And you might need a little bit more practice to bring out your Krishna consciousness. So, this practice is very important, because it is said that there is an art to chant the holy to chant mantras. There is in the Paniniya Shiksha, this is a verse which is quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti in Madhurya Kadambini. It says, Mantrohina svarato vanatova mitya prayokto natamatamaha yatenda shatru shatato paradhad savaga vachro yajamanam hinasti. If a mantra is intoned or pronounced incorrectly, not only will the mantra be ineffective, but it may act as a thunderbolt and turn against the person who spoke it. And then an example is given. As when the example is of Tvashta, who wanted to create an enemy of Indra, but he slightly mispronounced the words Indra Shatru in the Yajna. And those words then worked as a thunderbolt and Vritasura was created, who was killed by Indra. You know, the idea was to kill someone, to produce someone by a yajna who would kill Indra, but the opposite happened. Someone was created who was killed by Indra. Now, my dear devotees, when you hear this verse, please don't get shocked. Oh my God. If I now say a little something like Hare Krishna or Hale Lama, you know, when you are Chinese who can only speak L, or when you are, I don't know how the Korean, or if you are German, you would say a little bit too much R, Krishna, you know. Don't worry. The mistakes which you can make when you chant Hare Krishna are not so much in the pronunciation, because this mantra is a call for the Lord. It is not one of these very powerful creative mantra. The mistakes you can do are in the offenses, especially against devotees. It is said, if you make an offense against devotees, Lord Chaitanya says, the mantra which you chant, your chanting of japa will turn against you. And also your bath in the Ganga will turn against you. You know, usually you get some benefit by kupanye in the Ganga, or you get benefit by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But if you make an offense against devotees, then count, and you think, oh, I'm chanting, I'm all right. You know, then a counter reaction is done. Now, I really don't want you to become paranoid. Sometimes in our ISKCON society, where we hear about offenses and the different rules which should be observed, then we think, how can we, I'm most probably doing everything right, wrong. I remember when we had this unity meeting, unification meeting of the, how do we, reunion. We have planned such a meeting also in Zagreb with Sundarananda. We must do this, Sundarananda. We had one Serbian reunion. Oh, it was so slatky. You know, and it was all the Serbian devotees with, and everyone just cries profusely, you know, because it's Serbia. Mahodari Prema was there. She lost 1 liter of water, or two. I counted every drop, you know, from, and she described how she first went to the devotees. You know, she had heard in Belgrade about the devotees, and we had a temple, I believe, in Pregrade at that time when she first visited, with Guneshwara, Jai Guneshwara, you know, And the whole group, they had a group, Bhairavesha, and Bhairavesha is actually in good consciousness. I met him in America. And who else? Madana Radia Prabhu. Maybe someone I forgot. And somehow the devotees had told her that before she can go to Pregrada, she must absolutely chant 16 rounds, otherwise she is not qualified. And, listen to this, she must take a shower every time she went to the toilet. It's actually not, Brahmanas take after the big toilet, but somehow the information was every time after after the toilet. And she said, my God, then I will shower, spend the whole day in the bathroom. You know, because when I have taken the shower and dried and again dressed, you know, then maybe because of water drinking, the next visit has to be paid to the bathroom, and again I have to take a shower. How can I live? I will shower the rest of my life. I will just shower and be in the bathroom, you know, from morning to evening. But she was really okay. If this is the way to do, to visit Pragrata, I will do this, you know. But how to do it on the train? Indian trains, it's easy, but. But anyway, somehow, they were so enthusiastic. She described, you know, that finally they were all ready and they were in the train. She was in the train, but the others were not in the train. They were late because it's Serbia. So then they started, the train started to move, and she begged the train conductor, "Stop the train! My colleagues are not yet there, and we must go to the temple." And then I forgot how it was. Maybe you can say, "See, some bottle fell down. Some bottle exploded, right? She jumped out, and while she jumped out, her bislili water, or what is it, mineral water with bubbles, you know, it somehow exploded because it's Serbia." And it made a huge sound. Bang! Baff! And then the train conductor stopped because they thought maybe a bomb had been thrown because it's Serbia. You know, you never know. Everything can happen. So they thought because so then the train stopped, and then the devotees came running. "We are coming. Thank you, Mahodari, for stopping the train." She did not. She jumped out with the and then the bottle. But I wanted to focus your attention on this thing that the information was she had to take many baths a day. And sometimes I have seen devotees who they become almost paranoid or unable to move because of this this statement, "You have to avoid offenses." They come like very unnatural. "Amala Hari Namji, you are praised for all your qualities in different planetary systems. I don't want to create an offense against you. Can you please, please give me this, you know?" And because they don't want to ask you, "Please give me this," and then maybe it's an offense, you know. And it becomes so you can't move. Therefore, we need to understand when is something an offense. It really is an offense only if you have the intention, a bad intention. If you do something or you step someone on the toe while you are in kirtan, it's not an offense. But if you think, "I mean, this guy..." That is an offense, you know. It is, but if you make a mistake, this is not an offense. You know, it's a very, very important that this intentionality needs to be there. This bad intention, bad mood, you know, then it's offensive. This is not my own speculation. This I have read in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's purports, and I felt like, this was an important information. Do you also feel that this is an important? Otherwise, you become immobilized if you hear all these things which you can, and this and this and this and all the list, I have to write this down in my in the computer because Doppler. But you must guard against Vaishnava offense when you see it starts that you feel bad about someone. You know, and then it becomes more and more and more. Then, and if it is there, then just know, my mind will somehow Krishna. Then just make something like make a distance, or you know, just do the things like the mechanics in your mind. Well, I don't like the way this person is, but anyways. I have also my shadows, like this. We are so used to peace, isn't it? That when you hear such a sound, you think it's nothing. It's just a ship. It's nothing serious. It sounded like the beginning of the Second World War or Third World War, but. All right, we speak about quality and what impedes the quality. I think we all know and we all feel that it is a process to develop quality. I can tell you for anything which is of quality, it takes some exercise to come there. For instance, quality of a good torta. It does take some exercise before you know the ingredients which go well together. And also to develop quality in bhakti will require a little exercise. And for this exercise in spiritual life, there's always, it's called in Sanskrit sadhana krama. Sadhana krama, sadhana is our practice, and krama are the steps. There are many, many steps. First this step, then second this step, then third this step. Would you like to know Bhaktivinoda Thakur sadhana krama, how you can develop a quality chanting? Would you like to know, Nishinapaya? It's very, very nice. The order of discipline or sadhana krama is as follows. The introspective devotee, so it's not for the superficial person, but the thoughtful devotee, you can say, must at first give up all the 10 offenses and simply meditate on the holy name while trying to chant constantly. So this is the first is give up offenses and then to chant for a prolonged time, chant constantly. Then he should distinctly pronounce the holy name. Did you hear this? Distinctly pronounce the holy name. We had this. And then he should learn to meditate upon the transcendental sound vibration. I always say before meditation comes what? Concentration. Dharana and then dhyan. Dharana means concentration and then dhyan. So that's why we had our concentration workshop so that we can learn to meditate about the transcendental sound vibration. We had also our different things, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like we did this like this. Now, when the chanting becomes clear, steady and blissful, it's important that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says blissful. It shouldn't look like you are in the slaughterhouse, you know, that you know, it should be blissful. One should Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sanskrit word is ulasata. One should with joy chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Why be so worried, you know? When it is clear, steady and blissful, one should try and meditate on the Syama Sundara form of the Lord. With chanting beads in hand, his chanting and meditation should seek out the transcendental form of the holy name. You go like, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. And then you start, your mind starts to go to the lotus feet of Krishna. And you see the form. Then you will actually see with a spiritual vision the real form which the name is. You will see Krishna. Now, this is a little advanced and difficult for most of us. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives an alternative, and I feel this alternative is especially relevant for us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this in another time, and I want to just read to you what is his step-by-step process, but I would like to recommend and suggest to you another process, how to bring the form and the name together. We have, by the way, done this process all the time. Before the Japa retreat, I humbly approached Mani Manjari and said, Mani Manjari, without your mercy, we will not have a Japa retreat. She said, what do I have to do? Bring your beautiful deities, Radha Raman. And this is what we did. Another method, listen carefully, another method the sadhaka may employ to see this form is to simply sit in front of the deities and drink the beautiful form of the Lord with his eyes, and while doing this, meditate upon the holy name. You just sit there and you make your eyes a drinking cup. I mean, this is poetical language. If you want to have it very practical, who's a practical man here? Vijay Goranga. Then you just say, you look at the deities. Huh? So, then, as you chant, Hare Krishna, and you look at the deities, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, you will experience a happy unification of the name and the form. That will come about. Because they are really identical. How this is that you will just feel in the presence of the Lord. You will just, while chanting, you feel just you are with Krishna. And then he says, the holy name and the qualities of Krishna must merge. Merge is the word where some philosophers of the movement go, merge? What is merge? You have to listen carefully. It's not the merge which you have heard about. It's a different type of merge. The holy name and the qualities of Krishna must merge through constant chanting. Huh? What it means is they become one. So this goes, the devotee, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur here describes really is how the name and the form and then the qualities, and then he speaks about the Leela, are all becoming revealed through the chanting. Would you just know, I mean, don't do this, but would you just like to know how the Leela comes? Just as an academic point of interest? Good. Next, he goes on to practice the remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. Generally, these will be pastimes that facilitate meditation upon the holy name. The chanter will not, you know, meditate and then Keshi came galloping at Krishna, neighing terribly, and with his tail he wished the clouds of the sky. Krishna then threw his fist into the mouth of the Keshi, whose tooth began to crumble and fall out of the mouth. You know, you will not meditate about such an activity, you know. Krishna, give it. Krishna. You know, you know, the ultimate fight, you know, of Krishna against the Keshi demon, you know. You will not, these are not pastimes which are, which facilitate meditation upon the holy name. The Leela Smarana or pastime meditations also gradually become one with the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord. At this point, the first rays of Nama Rasa, or the transcendental mellows of the holy name, dawn on the horizon of perception. Wonderful. Progressively, the devotee's practice of Leela Smaranam, meditation about the pastimes, intensifies to the point where he begins to meditate on the most confidential pastimes of the Lord, known as the Ashtakaliya Leela, or the Eightfold Pastimes of Radha Krishna. When his meditation reaches maturity, rasa rises in full glories. Now, as I said, this cannot be developed mechanically. It can only, there are some, I heard this. There was a time in our movement, which I remember very well, where devotees had heard about these higher states in spiritual life. And now, you know, with a typical, you know, American spirit of fast food, everything fast, brezo, brezo, brezo. The thought was, let us now quickly develop this. In a course, maybe 3 weeks, and then we are, you know. But really, I think we all understand it requires our heart, and the heart needs to be purified and matured by the process of devotional service. Otherwise, it is done artificially and mechanically and not from the heart. It requires the strengthening or the growing of the spiritual heart. And we have heard how this heart becomes strengthened. It becomes like a body becomes strengthened by some marathon running or marathon walk or by marathon. Marathon is so long, just an hour or you know, whatever. So this chanting extra rounds strengthens the heart. That is the recommendation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is what I wanted to explain today to all of you. Tomorrow we will end with 6 steps to reform our japa in our practical life in Zagreb or Sarajevo or Berlin or Oxford. Oxford there is very important also. I want to conclude this lecture this morning by reminding you that you can strengthen your spiritual heart by a continued practice. What we will do today is we will do a continued practice, and I will explain it in a moment. I just want to see now if you do have any questions. I saw Sasha first, Devashi Narada, Ivo, Jayanti, Sebastian, Vijay Goranga, Gopeshwari. Yes. So, yes. Ritzi, who was? Sasha? Okay. Yeah. You are the first.
You said that this aparada annoyingly is not serious. How explain then this lila with the Sanatana Rupa who was.
Yes. You were explaining that aparads, which are not done intentionally, are not taken serious. But then how do we understand the lila which involved Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? Is it maybe just only to bring out a point? I'm very grateful for this question. See, on different states of devotional service, higher expectations are coming to you. When you are, this is the point of the lila, when you make more advancement, you should also be able to. I mean, I'm coming to the lila in a moment, to Rupa Goswami's and Sanatana Goswami's lila in the moment. But I want to now just say, without this, when you are longer in Krishna consciousness, or when you are more advanced, you must be more careful. It's because more is expected of you, a higher standard. You can do mistakes as a relatively young devotee, and they are not considered to be aparads. But if you are a very elevated soul, you have to correct also your, your achar, your behavior, much more is expected of you. I believe it is here where our movement has learned many, many lessons. We lost, unfortunately, several devotees who thought when they were older, well, I can just. They didn't think it's necessary to work on their behavior and so on, and they were not ready to look there. I'm thinking of my god brothers who left the movement temporarily, hopefully. No, when you are older, more is expected. We know in psychology body language is what's really in your mind shows in your actions. You can say I love you, but the body language tells you I hate you. You know, that's what the body language says. So more advanced devotees should be more full with compassion and so on. And then, if he is really advanced, he will not act like an elephant in the porcelain shop. you know, that is careless and so on. He will be very alert and very aware. When we were with Prabhupada Devashi Narada, Prabhupada would see everything. This was so amazing for us. When he was in a room like this, he would see every person's mind. You sometimes are thinking, Krishna. Like before you went in Prabhupada's room, you were really. Because he would really see, he had such a perception about, because Krishna consciousness means very alert. He used to say, first become conscious, then become Krishna conscious. He used to say, oh Krishna. Even now I feel Prabhupada. Sometimes, for instance, when I give a lecture and I say something where I use an example which, is really... I was looking for an example and I said something very foolish. In the past, that was very bad with me. I remember I even had a scandal here. I said something I wanted to express. Anyways, it's not a good example. So then devotees wrote me a disturbed letter, because there was just such a heavy example that that it was like a bomb in their consciousness, the example. And I said, I'm very sorry, I'm very, very sorry. I will really, you were right, it was just the wrong example. I thank you for telling me. You will not hear such an example again from me. I never said such a thing again. It would make you laugh and jump out of the windows if I would tell it to you. It's very strong. Yeah. What? No. I've made a vow. So as you become more more old, you just can't do this. There's certain things which you can't do. This is what I want to say. There was the same question. Good. Ivo.
Maharaj, it is very nice here. We have very
nice. Yes, it's very nice.
You are here.
And soon we have to leave.
Yes, of course. And this is the question.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very nice here. It's very nice here. Forget all our problems in life, business, and so on. But my question is, when we leave, how to apply all this philosophy which we have learned through our practice of Krishna consciousness and what we have learned today, how we apply it in our everyday life in moments when we are alone and we are emotionally hurt?
Ooh.
Very often when we are emotionally hurt, we forgot and we cannot even intentionally chant. How to apply everything, all this philosophy, and how to continue with our chanting without making offenses, even in these heavy moments.
Mm-hmm. How to apply... It's very nice here. This was the first part of the question. It was repeated. It's very nice here. I'm saying this because I feel it also. Now, the question, how do we apply what we have learned in moments when we are both alone and emotionally hurt? When we are hurt in our emotions, we tend to forget the philosophy. Who has made this experience? I also, when it's really intense, then so Listen very carefully. When you are in an emotional turmoil, at that time, it is most probably very, very difficult to act spiritually very maturely. We always see this when, for instance, someone falls in love and develops attachments. It's such a turmoil, it's such a difficult situation that it's difficult for him to act according to his higher knowledge, which is certainly there. At such a time, there are a few things which you can do, which I will talk about in a moment. But I really feel the way you deal with your spiritual life at a time of crisis, I'm now putting really a heavy word, is decided by your spiritual maturity. These crises are test stones which will really show you how mature you really are. The ultimate crisis, we all know, point of death. Yes, it will be shown at that time how mature you are. So my suggestion to you, Ivo, is don't now look for something which you can apply at the time of crisis. Look for something which you can apply in your normal life. And when you apply the teachings in your normal life, then you will be well equipped to deal with emotional, or you will be better equipped to deal with, times where you are in turmoil. Now, when you are in emotional turmoil, and it happens on the path of our purification, and I have only full love and appreciation for the devotees who are in that situation. I know on the spiritual journey this happens very, very much, very, very often. It happens also to me also. When this is there, then you have to learn to reveal your mind to a devotee of your trust. That's absolutely necessary. When you are in emotional turmoil and you just close up and go into your corner, then it can become worse and worse and worse. I have a guest in my car which I'm very shy to reveal to you. It's a lady whom I don't know, want anyone to know about, that she travels with me. She is Kombucha. Kombucha? How do we say it in Kombucha? Kombucha. Yes. Now, for all of those who hear tapes and don't know what is a kombucha, before you say something which is not correct, learn what is a kombucha. Kombucha is the best in health food. It's something which makes the water into something very, very healthy. When the Japanese king visited the Chinese king, do you know what present he gave him? A kombucha. It's something. It's a plant which is in a liquid, and it grows. It looks a little bit like a jellyfish, in Deutsch Qualle, and you can see it lives, and you. Sometimes I say, good morning, kombucha. You know, it is a living being, like a plant, you know. And it gives you health like you could fly. It builds up your immune system and everything. When you are in bad shape, it is good. But Yes, it's kombucha. It's really a being. It looks almost like a brain which floats in this chemical substance, you know, in the anatomy section of the university. Hare Krishna. Now this is very bad. I gave an example and I lost my point. Where are we? What? Yeah. The kombucha only grows in a dark corner. In the same way, this negativity in your heart after an emotional hurt can only grow in a dark place when you don't speak about it, when you don't reveal your heart to devotees. Now I know you are in the dark continent in Africa. Yes. Now you are in the Ivory Coast. Soon you are all over Africa eventually, isn't it? Africa is your child, yes. Our Ivo is a most amazing personality. He brings Africa the blessing of the mobile telephone. he works in a worldwide company which establishes these mobile connections. And he blesses all of Africa with this. Krishna. No, mobile phone is also good. People will be able to quickly talk from the bushes. I'm in bad shape. Please send a helicopter who throws medicine over our bush, you know, and so on. I don't want to make Ivo feel bad in the public. Mobile phone is very useful for many things. I just happen to have a very difficult relationship to technique, but that it's my own story. So mobile phone is very useful to find ways. Yesterday we had to communicate with a ship with a mobile phone, and many catastrophes have been averted by the mobile phone, so it's all right, Hare Krishna. So then use your mobile phone and, get your extra special zero tariff mobile phone super connection and speak for long hours about what troubles you with a dear devotee who's close to you. It must be someone who's close to you. It can't be just anyone. Get the because problems are like kombucha. They require the dark corner to grow. The moment they come out in the light, there are no problems. Prabhupada used to say, what is the difficulty? He often said this. What is the difficulty? There is no difficulty in Krishna consciousness. The difficulty is that we are Maya. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, hopefully no one feels hurt. This is our Prabhupada's perspective. Anyone else? Jayanti?
Relationship with spiritual master.
When we have fear? When we have fear, we cannot show love in relationship to Krishna. Is that the same in relationship with the spiritual master? Yes, psychologically, fear is always opposed to love. This is, if a person wants to show love, he has to decrease his fear more. Now, to deal with fear, the general Bhagavatam recommendation is that we turn to Krishna. You might say, well, when I have fear, that's a difficulty to turn to Krishna. But it's not true. Then there's what is called Vaidhi Bhakti, which is a bhakti which all of us do. It's a bhakti according to rules and regulations. The process of devotional service is governed by rules and regulations. And then no matter what is going on in us, we do what are the rules and regulations. The rules and regulations help someone who has not yet developed love. It's necessary. And if he follows rules and regulations, he will be purified so that love comes. Now, how to deal with fear in a human way? I believe fear, like all other psychological reasons, do have very human reasons and need to be, addressed on that level. Some of us may be, and I have seen this very often as a preacher, come with some problem. Psychological problem sounds so bad. What is it? Some insecurity, this is the modern word, or some challenge to movement. We are just like this. Just like, you know, we have our strong points, and you could say weaknesses also. And I feel it's necessary sometimes to address them on the level where they appear. In other words, someone who is paranoid, you might not tell him just chant all day and night. You might say, go to a good doctor and who can cure that. Jayanti, I'm not saying anyone here is paranoid. I'm giving an example that which is this. And, you know, I have someone who wishes to become my disciple, a very qualified priest of the Catholic, of the Church. And he wrote on my request a book. It's not yet ready. I only have the manuscript. It's a wonderful, wonderful work. How to spiritually take care of others. And he gave an example of his own life. He was already a minister who had to tend to people, who had to care for people. In German language, it's called Seelsorge. How do we call this word in here? Yeah? Dusche? Yeah, this word. Yes. And, but he had something with people, you know, he just couldn't stay with people. When they came close, he immediately had to something, you know, had to get away, some psychological speciality, let us call it special feature. So he really wanted to cure this because it was affecting his professional work and also his ministerial work. Whenever a person gets close, I feel like, don't get so close, please. You know. So he had this. So he went to a Christian hermit who was previously a psychotherapeut who could help. So he had to go, he was living in the Shumi, in the forest, and so he went there. It took him 4 hours somewhere in Dakota, and he came to this. And And he said, I have to talk with you. I have such a problem. The hermit said, you know, I have given up psychotherapy. No, I have to talk to you. I want a spiritual advice. I know you help people spiritually in relationship to God. Okay, said the hermit, but let me ask you a question. Do you love people? And my man said, the priest said, at the moment, that's what I wanted to talk with you. At the moment, I have this difficulty, you know, when someone opens up, I freeze. The hermit said, go to a good psychotherapeut. I'm now only talking about God. And he was angry. He was so angry at this hermit. Now he is so grateful to this hermit. He says, hermit, what is a hermit? Posnyak. Yes. He was so angry, you know. He hadn't traveled all these 4 hours to get a good, to get a tip, go to a professional, you know. I feel it's very important to distinguish. There is something like our relationship to Krishna. That's in one department. That should be seen as our most holy thing. And there are things like our physical problems. Yesterday one devotee was ill and had to stay back in bed most properly. You know, that needs to be taken. There, we could not have said yesterday to the devotees who was ill with maybe some slight fever or whatever. No problem. Sit with us, chant with us, walk with us, cry with us. You know, we had to say, stay in bed a day. I mean, anyone knows this. So if something is wrong with our umski, with our mind on that level, we have to take care of this in that way. Now comes the question, how to take care, please, of my mental worries and my things. Well, it depends on what degree it is. Most of the time it's not such a big problem. We just may need a friend we can talk to and we may lean to. There are six things which you need for mental stability. I mean, now I'm becoming a psychotherapeut. I also don't want to be one. But a feeling of significance. You need to have the possibility to express yourself. You need to... You can learn these things. And I'm learning these things also because... And at the moment, I'm not switched on the radar, on this antenna, because I really want to make now a different point, and so on. So I feel when we fear fear, or when we have fear, there is that fear from which all fear comes. That is the lack of spirituality, that we do not know that we are an eternal part of Krishna. The moment you are really knowing and feeling that you are an eternal soul, then fear will disappear. What is fearful? I think we all feel this when like Ivo has said, when we now we have chanted so much, we lose at the moment. Like yesterday, I felt like there is no tense situation in me. At the moment, I'm very, very tense. I did too much last year and I have to now go to America. And it's a killer to go to America for me because so many people will be there who expect, you know. And then after that, I was such a fool. Then I'm flying from America to India, a typical Sachinandan Swami schedule. And then India, I don't know where I will stay. I have to just walk through the fields until I find a tree. Then I sit down there. Then I have to think where to put the luggage. It's really, for an old man, too much of an adventure, really. But I made the schedule. I can't escape it any longer. And I also don't want to escape it, by the way. But I'm a little tense. I'm afraid what will come now in my life. And yesterday I felt, anyways, no problem. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is how we feel, you know. But I know I will have to do something about this thing, and I know now what I will do. When I arrive in Washington, I tell everyone I'm sick. No one can see me for 1.5 days, and I ask for the key. And then I put a very clear sign on the door. And then I just read and chant and have time for myself. Hare Krishna. So that I lose this tensity. Tension you lose when you lose when you relax. It's very simple. So I must deal also as a Swami Jayanti. I also must deal with this on the level where the problem appears. You know, I can't just pretend nothing is there. I have to say there's tensity in you. You are afraid of the monster which you created, an impossible schedule. And now, what to do with this? And in my case, and my problem is not so big. I just need to relax. Just relax means sit there, think, sleep when you want, eat when you want. Just no one sees you. I mean, I will then read. I know what to do to relax. It will not be. Just have the feeling, no telephone for one day, no person for one day. And then after a day, you are coming out. Haribo, where are you people? Now we have gone a little over time. Oh, Krishna. Those who had questions, please keep your questions. Tomorrow we have a longer question and answer session. Now I want to tell you what is our program. Our program is like this. Let us start from the end of the program. We will have a very wonderful evening with a wonderful ceremony, wonderful ceremony, which will help you to keep, to protect the spirituality which you have reached, the stage which you have reached. It will be conducted by a priest, Nrisinga Priya Dasi, who has learned this. She has really formal training in pujari work by very, very well knowledgeable pujaris in Sri Rangam and other places, and also by one god brother of mine. And it will be a ceremony just like it is done. It will be very spiritual. You will feel it immediately. It's a very serious and very deeply thing. Then we will look at one short movie which I wanted to show you. Something like we saw, an inspirational Krishna conscious movie. And then, then we have something very, 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 we will actually go. Actually, this is a surprise. I don't want to tell. You will really like it. And then we want to serve you a proper feast with everything. Sweets. What else? You know, everything. I heard one of you had a nervous breakdown because there was no sweet, and I supplied him with sweets. A strong boy. If you would hear his name, you would not believe it. So, so there will be a proper feast. Everything will be there. That you can really eat like you are accustomed to enjoy a feast. So this will start at 6 o'clock already. What will we do before 6 o'clock? I want to say to you, up till 3 o'clock, I want to request you, now it comes, to chant in the temple room, if possible. If you sometimes feel tired, that happens, obviously you can go out and walk up and down in the shadow, and or sit near the water, or jump into the water for just... But really, please try to jump in for 2 minutes, not for 2.5 hours, with sunbathing included and everything. Just to refresh yourself and make yourself fit to again come into the temple and chant. See, this is the only time where we can be with each other who have been on this japa retreat, who have learned new things, who have reached a higher appreciation of the holy name. It's a treasure we will not have so easy. It would be foolish to go and look at the beautiful atria. It cannot be compared, the two treasures. So this we will do up till 3 o'clock, and then from 3 to 6 o'clock you are Slobodan, really free time. You can either continue to chant, or you can eat and rest a little bit, or you can read a little bit, or you may have some important talk still to have with devotee friends, discussions. You can schedule them in the time from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Huh? That's 3 hours. I think that's a lot, or that's enough. Huh? So let us please now be very concentrated. I don't think the mood is... I was thinking if the mood is to ask you to do Mona, I don't think it is so, because we are in a joyful spirit now. We are in the last... I mean, it's the last day. That's not why we are very joyful, but we feel we have accomplished something. We feel more purified in our hearts. So no Mona, not necessary, because then we would be too. So, but please eat quickly, eat lightly. Also, when you eat at 3 o'clock, if you eat a huge elephant meal, you will disappoint all of the cooks when we want to serve you a feast. The feast will be around, I know it's an important question in our movement, around 9 o'clock. No problem. It's a festival. We are in Manjar, Itansar. And tomorrow we will dance also. So we are coming now out of the retreat. And we are like we are every day. No, not. So good. Thank you very much. And please be brizo, be very concentrated. All these things which you have to do, you can do in the afternoon, right? From 3 to 6. Now just take a little prasadam and come back. I'm waiting for you here. I will not take prasadam. I will wait for you here very eagerly. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Premanandi Ari Ari Bo.